When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everything starts in a flash.
Everything starts in a flash.
Everything starts in a flash. Like this guy's, hey.
Hi.
Hey, this guy's like, hey, me and Gabby, we saw each other, what people would say, one Gregorian day ago,
This exact time yesterday, we were doing this exact same thing.
So if you think about it.
And that's kind of like spooky.
That's spooky. Surreal, if you ask me.
That's surrealism.
That's surrealism. That's
what
abstract.
And I know you'll know the answer. What's surrealism?
I mean, I don't know, like the Webster Dictionary, like they define words. We just let them define words.
That's
fuck
such
you.
A good point. Who the fuck is Webster's Dictionary?
Literally.
Lizzie, can you Google? Hi, Lizzie, by the way.
Hi.
Can you Google
Hi, Lizzie.
Who
hey.
The fuck they think they are? Can you Google who the fuck does Webster Dictionary think they are?
Okay. And I want to see, and can you also Google where they get their ass?
Yeah.
Okay. Where they get their ass and their opinions and how, what is it? Listen, this is what it is.
Can you
before you tell me? I'm gonna just tell you what it is.
Yeah.
It is 7 to 8 old farts. Okay,
literally old farts.
Old farts sitting around some kind of mahogany bullshit. Okay, and they literally are just being like, this word means this word. This means this. We exact control over all of you
we
fucks.
We exact control over all you fucks.
Okay, because when you determine language, you determine reality. I'm sorry, I read 1984 10, if not 15 years ago.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 10 times. I'm like, why? Webster's Dictionary, dick. Webster's dick? How about that?
Fuck you.
I'm going to start calling it Webster's dick for all I care. Where do you get off?
Wait, and Lizzie,
before
you correct us and we redact all of this, I want to say one more thing.
Before you have to cut this part out of the podcast.
Because they're probably humanitarians.
One more thing.
I'm going to say one more thing. We're throwing an anti. Yeah. We're throwing an anti-dictionary book.
Well, what's the website?
It's called Le Book. Okay?
Really good stuff you're spouting. What is that website that where you get all the
Urban
real...
Urban Dictionary?
Urban Dictionary. Okay. Hear me out. Hear me out right now. Do you remember Field Day growing up?
Yeah.
How it was like the strongest 12-year-olds versus the strongest 12-year-olds?
Yeah, it was a
fucking bloodbath.
It was the Olympic. It was a blood sport.
It was a blood
That's
sport.
That's our first introduction to blood sports.
Exactly.
Is that big rope in front of all your peers. Winners win, losers suffer. Okay, and are forgotten.
That
okay?
I want some sort of festival of blood that
Bring
is
that
the
back,
Webster's
dude.
Dictionary guys versus the... What's it called again?
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary girls, I'm assuming. It's a race war.
It's a race war between guys and girls. I actually would like to say I'm imagining, I don't think any girls work at Urban Dictionary.
No, they don't.
Not a single girl. I think it's all kind of like himbo guys with glasses. You know when like a hot guy puts on glasses?
Yeah, and you're like, you don't need those.
It's literally like a nice costume, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, you have perfect vision. Don't
there's
lie.
There's no way. You know
there's
what I mean?
There's no way there's lenses in
like
those.
You look ridiculous. Okay.
Also, if you just one more thing, sorry. Not to pull a Zach, but one more thing, Lizzie.
Before you correct us on our opinion
Before.
About Webster Dictionary having our ass in a chokehold.
Literally,
okay?
All up in my grill, Webster's Dictionary. Here's my big fucking thing on why I believe that on Urban Dictionary, it's no girls. You're totally right. It's guys.
Yeah.
It's because have you ever Googled literally any word on Urban Dictionary? The example sentence is always so grotesque.
It's awesome.
It'll be like, what does Riz mean? And it'll be like, that girl has so much Riz, I want to fuck her till she dies and then drown her in a river.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Whoa. Or it's like, what's a slam pig? And it's like, Jeff's mom is a fucking goddamn
slam pig. This is their address.
So okay. One last thing.
Get them.
What
Get them.
Are we posing? What question do we pose about this organization? I think I got lost
oh,
in the
are
sauce
they,
of us
yeah.
wrecking them. What are we
are
asking?
Are they losers or what?
So what
who are they?
You guys have asked me to Google a lot of things.
Yeah. Isn't that cascading?
So the one that I latched onto was, who the fuck does Webster Dictionary think they are? Mm-hmm. And the first thing that popped up on Google was Merriam-Webster's website linking to the definition of the word think.
Okay, get us. Okay, flip the
screen. Okay, Miriam was just like, I forgot it's a woman. Miriam was just like, hey, take a second and think about
they
it.
Just yeah. Wow.
The shade. The,
Google just told
really
us
shady.
To like breathe.
Google relax. Said, hey, count to 10.
Think. That was actually the perfect thing they could have said to us, because we weren't thinking at all.
You know what? Now I'm on her side. Yeah, I think we should only go off of that book.
How did we start talking about Webster's Dictionary?
I don't know. Right? How do we start talking about anything?
We were talking about
anything.
Something.
No.
Oh my God.
How dare
know.
You ask Lizzie that question?
I know. I'm so. We're like, I gave you 9 laborious tasks. And then I'm like, but what did I want though?
But you were screaming.
So where would Lizzie, where was I going with that?
I don't know. I'm just here for the ride.
We are 2 minutes in and this is the podcast.
Hey,
high energy out of nowhere.
Literally, guys, this is La Podcast. That's Gabby Bryan, my best friend.
Hi.
I'm Zach Senor. Okay.
My best friend.
Say it out loud
for once. You're my best friend. You know what this just realized? This just made me realize.
What?
Hold on. You know what this just made me realize?
You said that.
Is I said it exactly that way, didn't
the first
I?
Time, yeah.
Whatever. Is that perfectly the first time? Okay, me.
Yeah.
Is that we could probably do this podcast every day. The amount of energy that we suddenly have, which we didn't have moments ago, right before
it
the podcast
won't have
started.
Moments after the
and
ends.
Then it'll leave.
Yeah.
We have somehow figured out how the moment this Zoom starts,
that we hit record,
we are at a fucking 10 out of nowhere. I thought I had vertigo before this episode.
It's gone.
I'm seeing straight for the first time in weeks.
Well, you know what it is? Is I think we're
art
really...
Art heals.
I looked online to this thing called HemiSync.
Okay.
Get at my ass.
I will.
Okay. HemiSync.
Ew, I won't.
Hey, I have a very beautiful
but
ass.
But it's not my thing.
Oh, I know. I would never let you, bitch. Okay? So why don't you stop being presumptuous? Yeah. You think my ass would come in a 9 football fields of your ass? You fucking no way. But like...
No way. I love this lore we suddenly have in the podcast that I want to marry you.
Oh, there's just no way you don't.
What?
There's no way you don't.
Shut up.
Okay, people are like typical, like this is a typical Helga Pataki kind of tactic. This is a typical Helga Pataki. I'm being Pataki'd.
You're being Pataki'd. I am that bitch, by the way.
I think we should stop saying the word neg and call it Pataki-ing.
That's hilarious.
I think what I just said, that is a funny idea.
What's the bitch from Rugrats? The mean older sister?
Angelica.
I have an older cousin, 2 years older, which is one of the most toxic age jumps, I think.
Yeah.
Because they think you're so much older. They're so much older than you, but they're not.
They're not. They're kids. They're children.
Fucking, you're a kid too, by the
we're
way.
We're both kids. Oh, that gets them.
Hey, we're both just babies. Whoa, that'll get
not,
a kid mad.
Not to a girl who's older than another girl.
When you call a kid a baby, there is nothing. That's like saying the N-word.
It is.
Literally, they are so...
That's kid N-word.
That's kid N-word. That is so offensive.
That can't be the title of the episode.
It's not.
Zach, no.
It's not.
It's already a wash that I said it. My... older cousin Olivia, Olivia. Yes, sorry, I sometimes forget that say her name is like offensive. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it offensive?
I think it's insensitive.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I actually just put that together and we've said it on a lot of episodes. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That being said, Olivia.
Maybe say it in like a way where you have to name a demon to banish them.
That's what I meant more.
I name you. Be gone. Like,
yes,
you know what I mean?
That's what more of what I meant. Whatever.
Guys, you've never been part of a demonic banishment before?
Grow
Get
up.
Real. Okay.
Grow up.
Literally grow up.
Olivia. Her real Christian name. Hi, how are you? A mother married, whatever. She had the gall to pretend like she was so much older than me growing up. And she was a real Angelica. And then me and Colton were Phil and Lil.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And, but I grew up to be Helga Pataki.
It's crazy how I'm so Tommy Pickles.
Mm.
I'm so. You know, remember Rugrats? Remember her doll, Cynthia?
Cynthia, she's a really cool dancer. Cynthia, boogie to the groove now.
Is that what the doll's?
That's the Cynthia commercial.
Oh, well, it's crazy. I'm so happy for Cynthia because she clearly works at every coffee shop in this goddamn neighborhood. Ooh, get their ass.
Ooh.
All these girls chopping their hair looking like Cynthia.
That is the perfect roast.
They look like Cynthia.
Hey, it's a Cynthia fest in Bushwick right now.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, my God.
Guys, before I remembered what I was trying to say, so what? I'm actually connecting on a previous loop.
Oh.
I'm connecting at a previous loop.
Go.
You said that it's endless when we start doing this podcast.
Yeah.
It is endless because we are hemi-syncing. That's when our brains synchronize. And you know, because at the beginning of every episode, we start with sort of a call to arms. You know what I mean?
Totally.
We sort of start with a...
It's like sort of like a battle hymn.
It's a battle hymn, but it could be like, what you say? Hey,
that's
like,
but you always win.
That's
well,
the girl army.
Could you say?
In the Girl Cinematic Universe for our Patreon fans.
Shout out.
Shout out. Join us on the Patreon. We're starting this whole new cinematic universe. Forget Marvel. Forget DC. Get in the mix with us girls over here.
It's called Girl CU, or as I like to call it, Jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi.
It's, so yeah, the battle hymn.
Like, in the battle hymn, when they blow the big war horn, the noise that comes out is what you say?
Oh, when you always man well, would you dare do what you say? Are we that on the best day? Could you say?
Oh, that when that song plays,
fuck,
backs arch. Okay, baby, backs out. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's like the typical modern dance, abstract dance song.
I miss when I was growing up. Yeah, we're jumping to a completely different thing suddenly. When I was
growing up,
when I was growing up, might I say it again?
Yeah, please.
I had a TV in my room that I shared with my brother.
Okay,
which was already an electric experience to have a TV in your room.
I remember when I got one.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And of course, we had so many VHS tapes, so many Pee-wee's Playhouse episodes. We had barnyard yoga. Yeah, that's where children learn yoga in a barn. It was sort of like P90X for little kids.
Yeah.
And there was like a mean farmer, you know,
who was just like, I've never seen this before.
DM me if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I had this one VHS tape that was all about the different styles of dance. And it would go, each episode was a different style of dance, of course. And the modern dance section will never leave my brain for as long as I live.
Was it ridiculous?
It was fucking ridiculous. First of all, you know when Bella almost gets murdered in the ballet studio?
Yeah.
In Twilight 1? And it's
she's
like,
acting like such a bitch there.
She's literally, being too much.
I was actually really thinking about that. They did a really bad job, like, handling that situation. Like, if a hunter fucking killer vampire was seeking her out specifically, why don't they all stay together in their big mansion and protect Bella?
Yeah, hello?
Or half of them go and, like, find him and the other half stays.
Well, that's
or, like,
what they did. That's
Well, but, like, they stay
did.
In one spot. They're fucking having Bella. There should have never been a situation where she was alone in a room.
Well,
like,
she's
that
a,
was crazy.
She literally just walked out of a hotel, and you're going to tell me that the two oldest vampires don't notice that she's gone?
I'm just, like, why was she alone?
I agree. So this,
sorry, this
so
is a
that
Twilight,
ballet,
literally,
that
podcast.
Kind of dark and macabre ballet studio, picture that, but it's a bunch of kids doing modern dance, throwing up the scarves. Remember the scarves?
Yeah.
That you would do in gym class of as course. Well? Do you remember that part of gym class where they just brought in a bunch of scarves
Props?
And they said, this is exercise?
I mean, it was like that with the, we all remember that funky smelling big vat of penny, like teas?
Pennies.
Pennies that they'd have?
Yeah.
And those little boards that you'd sit on and scrape your, literally roll over every knuckle, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Like, you can, like,
every millennial has arthritis because of those little scooters.
Those color-coded scooters?
Those were awesome.
Little
so, yeah,
boys would sit on that.
Yeah.
Fetal style. Fetal style.
Yeah.
Not even crisscross applesauce. I'm saying fetal style. And the other guys, we would whip us in a circle so fast.
You would fall off immediately.
It was crazy. So go on about the modern
dance. So basically, it's all these whores running around in leotards, throwing up little scarves and such. And that's how I learned modern dance. And I would do it alone in my room with the video.
Oh, I love that.
So, yeah.
That's why I think that's where you get your pizzazz, bitch. I also think that It's so interesting.
We're going down.
No.
It's time to serve. Give mummy a serve.
Oh, yeah. No, I just had something, but it's gone. You guys fucked me up.
I'm sorry.
Now I have to run a show. Okay. So, okay, we're gonna serve.
What are you serving?
Everybody's asking me.
I'm asking you, and Lindsay's asking you.
Crazy.
Begging.
I am serving you a computer virus.
Oh, shit. I am serving you a computer virus.
Okay. It's a little, you get an email, and it goes, can we talk? And you're like, who is this? Who wants to talk? And it goes, I forgot your number. I'm so sorry, LOL. The LOL makes them think it's, oh, it's casual. Yeah. And I'm like,
the way robots took LOL and weaponized it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, LOL. Can you just give me a call? And everyone's like, okay. So that's the computer virus.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hello. And then in a voice decoder, I say, send me $5,000. Okay. And then they're like, fuck this. This is scary, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
They hang up the call, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Then their computer explodes.
Oh.
Okay. That's the virus. Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I didn't even want the money.
you just wanted them to suffer.
Their computer to explode.
I wanted all their files gone.
Gone. I am serving you a manila folder. I am serving you the status that has. you know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm serving legal. You the legal drama, the drama that comes with the action of throwing down a manila folder.
And
that
the could slide. Be it gives it a slide.
The slide with a few photos, you know there's something underneath, you know what I mean? And then the photos come out. Because that could be a legal document, a subpoena.
You know what
okay?
it clearly
You're getting
is?
Served. You're getting photos from a private investigator.
That's what it is.
That you kissed your girlfriend, but not your actual girlfriend, though. Where's your wife? You know what I mean?
And which brings us to those paparazzi photos that were used as blackmail of Kristen Stewart and the director of Snow White and the Huntsman.
Snow White and the Huntsman with Chris Evans, right? Or Chris Hampton.
Chris Hampton
is the guy from To Catch a Predator, but he does one Snow White movie with Chris Evans.
Well, he caught a predator that day.
That director. Get his ass. I'm serving you the color cyan.
Fuck yeah. One of the first computer colors.
One of the first computer colors. One of the first colors that went ahead and said, I'm different.
I'm different.
Look at me. You know what I mean? Cyan is the first shade of blue that had the gone honest truth to say, look over here, look at me.
Look at me.
Worth something. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not worth no nothing.
I'm not a baby.
Okay, I'm not a baby. Yes, do you use cyan for baby stuff? Yes. Because boys are blue and girls are pink.
But not cyan blue. That's baby blue.
Cyan blue is when you that is blue in the digital age.
That's so true.
I will go ahead and make that call.
You can make that call. I think you can make that call.
I think I can make that call. Cyan is a blue for the digital age. It is cyberspace.
Yeah.
When you think of the color cyberspace,
it's cyan.
It's cyan blue. Okay? Think about it.
Can you Google the history of cyan blue, please?
It's a digital color that's good for print. That's good for print.
I'm curious if it's had a life different than what we
lead. Because it's like the primary colors on a computer are magenta, cyan, and yellow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're an editor. Sorry, I didn't mean to mansplain. I'm explaining.
Do you
want to
hear the history?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, its first recorded use as a color name in English was in 1879.
Look at that.
It can be traced back to a dye produced from the corn flour.
I think I knew that.
And
wait.
It's like
put a pin in that.
Its scientific name is Centaurea cyanus.
Cyanus. What did I name that? What did I?
Hey, let's name this blue after an ass.
So I'm gonna go ahead and is
no,
it?
No, that's the fun history.
So cyan been around for a while.
Been around. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. I didn't know that we were acquainted. We've met.
Oh,
oh
no, it's not nice to meet you. It's good to see you again.
It's
you know when people say that
yeah,
and you're
yeah,
like
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah, it's like fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. I am.
Hey,
now
so nice to meet you. It's good to see you. And then you spiral.
Yeah, then it's fucked. Then you're fucked. I am really good at recovering in those situations.
You are? What do you do?
I just go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so like,
what a smooth landing.
It works. It works because you debase yourself, then they feel pity for you. If you're like, fuck, I'm sorry. And then it's a tactic. I'm manipulative.
We know. We all remember the ringworm story. We know.
The ringworm story? Well, you guys, I just ordered this book called The Art of Hypnotism. Okay.
I know that book.
It's not that book that you had, which was Entertaining with Hypnotism. That's the book that you gave me.
Honestly, wait, you gave me that book.
And then I somehow have it. So it's kind of fucked up.
I want that back. You gave me that book as a gift. That's such a you gift to me. That's not a me gift to you.
Yeah, because I already know how to do that. Exactly. Entertain with Hypnotism. Did I got this?
So wait, did I give that to you?
I got it for you when I went into Rhode Island.
Exactly.
But I want it. So that I took it back.
Really I read that and applied that to my career.
Well, that's what I'm thinking is I'm like, what if I learn hypnotism? Okay. But I don't tell anyone except for everyone and all of our listeners.
Yeah, but they're our friends.
They're our friends. They're a close inner circle. Don't tell anyone about this podcast, by the way.
No. Wait, tell everyone. Seriously.
No. This is between us. That'll make them tell people.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Guys, everyone listening, it's like, stop.
Seriously, stop.
Don't share our stuff. This is the hypnotism that I learned.
Yeah, here. Yeah. Go. You're doing good.
Don't listen to our stuff. Definitely stop. Guys, we can't have any more people at the highest tier. We're full on Patreon.
Yes. And honestly, get our names out of your fucking mouth.
Guys, when you sign up for the highest tier, it's a lot more work for Lizzie, so please stop.
It is.
But no, what was I just saying?
I don't know.
What was I saying?
Hypnotism.
I'm going to learn hypnotism.
Yeah.
And I'm going to apply it to the way I speak, to the way I talk, till I'll be like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everyone in the room goes to sleep that I'm talking to. I'm like,
imagine. Do you remember doing that? That was another senior day thing.
Yeah, where
it worked. You would have a magician come in. It didn't work for me, but I pretended because I'm a good sport.
That's it. Working. Is that the art of hypnotism in public like that is like the art is the social, it's the social pressure. You will, because you're in the moment, you'd feel too awkward being like, it's not working.
There was always that one girl though, named like Fran, who would be like, I'm good.
And oh, I've never seen one of those really? Child hypnotism things not go well.
I'm from New Jersey, so people are very...
Their mind
They're
is
ready.
Strong.
Yeah.
It can't be bent by this fucking loser who's 45 fucking... doing this like assembly.
No.
Yeah.
That was an Italian woman who broke him. Just one. It only takes one.
So imagine this. I'm at a dinner party with friends and relations. It's standing tables. Everybody's drunk. But
I
like a little bit.
I love standing tables.
It's standing tables. Everyone's in a look. I'm crushing it conversationally with an eclectic group of young professionals. Okay. Yeah. Is everyone there?
I'm there.
Is everyone there? They all look different. Eclectic is the word. Like, that's an eclectic group of people.
That was like that wedding we went to at that one table we sat at.
Oh,
we were running that
the
table.
Losers that they had nowhere to sit. So yeah. She put them all together.
She put all of us together.
And we were eclectic.
We were eclectic.
It was an eclectic group. I'm talking to this eclectic group of friends and relations and professional peers.
Sure.
Okay. I'm talking, and from an outside perspective, it just looks like I'm chill. I'm like, oh, he's commanding the space. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, 3, 2, 1. And then everybody starts acting like a chicken. All right? Everyone in the group starts acting like a chicken.
Yeah.
Okay? And I go, when I get back to 1, okay, you're all gonna give me a little sweet kiss. Okay?
Oh, it's a okay? sexual cult.
It's a sexual thing. I'm like evil into it. And then I go, 3, 2...
It's a sexual.
1. And then they all try to kiss me, and then I sue them for assaulting me.
That's genius.
And then I get money, and they're all young and rich and famous, and then I become like this. And then I read a book. Lying, by the way. And in the book, it'll be like, hello. It'll be a whole book. It's going to be like 1,000 pages, okay? The first page is 3, 2, 1. And then
you're good.
And then the end of the book is...
This was an amazing book, right? Wake up.
This was an amazing book. And then like you're like, that book rocked, bestseller. No one can tell you what's in it.
That is such a good idea for a coffee table book, though. I actually think we could do this, print this, and make it.
There are so many Urban Outfitter, furniture.
How do I get the job as the book buyer at Urban Outfitters? That's my big question.
Do you want to do a 10-second pitch like we did before, but it's for like decor and stuff, like a random object for the room?
Yeah.
We can do it really quick.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh no, we have our timer.
We have to get the timer.
Okay, you want to go first or should I?
You go first.
You want 10 seconds?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
I'll go first.
No, I have it.
Okay.
No, ready? Me.
Go.
Set. Go.
It's an armoire, okay? An armoire, or actually think this, it's an ottoman, okay? It's something that goes at the end of the thing, but it's kind of shaped like a trapezoid, but it's the head of a frog.
Time.
Oh, we're doing furniture at you?
Or like, you know, furniture.
I thought we were doing book ideas.
Book ideas. It's anything that you would get at like, you know how it's Urban Outfitters?
I have it. Go.
H&M.
Ready, set, go.
It's a dresser, not an armoire. It's a dresser. It's a big thing of corn, cut corn. Either end, there's the little things where the handle, and you pull out each little kernel of corn, and that's where you keep your jewelry.
Ooh,
time.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, here I go.
Ready, set, go.
Okay, it's a coffee table book. Okay, it's a coffee table book, and on the cover of the book, it has a woman who's naked, like, oh, but she's covering her thing,
yeah.
And then each single thing, it's like her, and it's all clear pages, and
time.
It's different outfits.
Oh my God, like paper dolls.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Okay.
Ready, set, go.
It is also a coffee table book. So big. It's so big, but it's shaped like a foot. Mm. And you open it, and it's the history of toe rings.
Oh, hell yeah. That's
Urban
so
Outfitters
good.
All over.
Time.
Okay, so it's ready?
Start.
Okay, it's a light. It's like a big lamp. You know what I mean? It's really tall, but it's like a neck. It's a really tight, and the head is a person, and he's screaming, and a light bulb's coming out of his mouth, and that's the light.
Awesome. Time. I have one.
Wait. Start.
It's a trash can, but it looks like a big bag, and it says this is a grab bag, so you're just like fooling people.
Oh.
You know? But it's trash, so they pick up like a bloody tampon. Time. Like it's bad.
Okay.
Ready? One more each. Start.
Okay, it's a massive weighted blanket, but it's a onesie. It's like a weighted blanket onesie, okay? And they come in different pastel, like pastel blue, pastel green, and pastel purple.
Stop. Ready?
That was good. You'd buy that.
Yeah, totally. Start. It is a framed piece of art, but it looks like just one canvas, but then you can peel it open and create different sort of arts with it.
Oh, that's
arts.
So good.
It's a different combinations of
Time.
Classic art.
One more.
Last one.
One more.
Go.
It's a cheeseburger. Okay, it's a massive cheeseburger. It's like a plastic cute. Looks totally perfect. Okay, it opens. It's a music box. Got the little ballerina in it, and it's a jewelry box.
Time.
Why don't we work at Urban Outfitters? What curly-haired, tiny bangs bitch do we have to kill to get that job?
I think our 10-second ad pitch ideas, for me, I am inventing this so someone will listen to this and one day be like, you guys should do this.
Give us a job in the
arts. So that's like, we should work for every single brand with our Diet Coke ads. I was listening to that the other day. If they listen, even the things we just said.
Yeah.
If you do what we say.
You'll make money.
Guys. You'll make money.
I'm going to do one what are you serving, and then we're going into the topic.
Love it. Go.
Sorry, I
My
took that
one
over.
What are you serving is, and I mean, it's always the landscape I end up in for some reason, but an enchanted forest. Mm. It's a thick enchanted forest, of course. You are walking down the path. Oh my God, we haven't done what's inside your brain in a while. We should do that. You're walking down the path, and you come across a big cyan blue throne.
Ooh.
No one's in it. And it looks like no one sat there for years, but it's clean. But there's no like butt marks, you know? And you go up and you're like, I feel like I can't. You know, I feel like this is someone else's chair.
Yeah, of course. There's a cup holder.
There's a cup holder. Mm. And there's like an empty XXL Dunkin' Donuts cup in it, plastic orange straw. And I'm like, this is someone's chair.
Someone's been here.
The seat's warm. And I go up and I'm like, do I sit in it? No. I don't want to impose. I don't want to impose on someone else's throne. But then I do. And then I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going to not sit in this chair.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a chair.
The
and
cerulean
no one's
throne
here.
Or whatever you said. Yeah.
And I sit in the throne. I disappear immediately. And what?
Like a bad edit. Like.
Yeah, like a bubble popping. And what is left is that cup is now full of sweet tea.
Oh, that's scary.
Isn't that fucking scary?
That's scary.
Yeah, but where'd I go? We don't know.
You're that sweet tea.
I'm that sweet tea.
So whoever's like sits in like that's, they feed off mortals foolish enough to sit in the cerulean throne.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow, I'm shook.
Other than that, I'm having a good day.
I'm like out of breath from that.
Yeah, that was good. Okay, so good. No, that's a commercial for Dunkin' Donuts if I know.
I would literally be like, okay.
We should do commercials for Dunkin' Donuts one day. Not today, but we should do that.
They don't understand. Yeah. Oh, that is a good one.
Because that's what I would say the brand that represents us both combined the most is Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm content, the pink, you're the orange.
Exactly.
Which
and
we should do.
Together, we're the sprinkles.
We should really do this. Incorporate.
A collab with Dunkin' Donuts. We make our own donut.
First. La donut.
It bring back and the French cruller. Bring back the French cruller.
Oh my God, that could be our big. That could be our big stand. Our big stance. That's okay. That's the hill we're dying on. Okay.
Bring back the French cruller,
and ours will be a pink one. Okay, a pink one. A pink one.
A pink one.
I was gonna say a filling inside. No.
No, it's just simple. It's a French cruller.
French cruller. Okay, and it's gonna be called La Cruller. I just think that our entire podcast aesthetically should lean more into that orange pink Dunkin' Donuts color scheme with a little mix of a not safe for work Pee Wee Herman. Do you see what I mean?
Totally. I would say our brand is also not safe for work Pee Wee Herman.
So, yeah. Well, he's not very safe for work because he masturbated in that theater. What's our topic for today?
So we are doing a deep dive into sister rivalry.
What a good topic.
What a good topic. You know, you always think that. Let's start from where this primordial thought comes from. Do any of us have sisters in the room? No.
Yes.
No. Oh, you do?
You have a sister.
I have an older sister.
Oh, yeah, because you have a nephew.
There's many different types of human relationships that all of them are wrought with their own personal conflict. Brothers.
So true.
You know what I mean?
Brothers is a whole dynamic.
A brother, mother and daughter.
Oh, my God. Tale as old as time. My life.
My life. Father.
Talk about my life.
And hey, guys, father and daughter.
Ugh. Your life.
Son and mother. Always rocks.
Always rocks. Never hurts.
Never hurts. Son and father.
Ooh.
Let's take a moment for that.
Yeah, that's dark.
Actually, I think father and son is like weird, but it's not the psycho nightmare of a mother daughter.
I dare you to have a mom. And deal with that in everyday life.
Mother daughter relationships, like they're scary.
I text my stepmom, who's my mom, about some miscellaneous comment about one of my ex-boyfriends, because she loves to keep updated with my ex-boyfriends.
You bringing them up?
In front of your
new boyfriends that you bring?
Exactly. She does that. And I text her some random thing, and all she sent me back was, "And how does that make you feel?" I read that text like...
One that I feel like is very interesting that I find is the relationship between sisters.
There's nothing quite as twisted between the
psychosomatic
experience of having a sister, we don't know about, to be clear.
But we're speaking as observers.
We're from the outside world, Liz. You're sort of the dramaturg always, but specifically in this situation.
And what I want to say now is, yes, every single relationship has its ups and downs. Don't get me wrong. But how does that change in the public eye? Oh, we'll be right back. Hi, guys.
That was very 60 minutes of you.
Good.
And we'll be right back.
Hi.
I couldn't imagine having a sister, one, because I'm already such a fucking attention whore. It's crazy. Amazing. In my family. When I'm with my family, everything's about me, and when it's not, I freak out.
Yeah, of course.
So, and brothers will just let that go. Brothers are like, go off, queen, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they're like, fuck this bitch, and they go to their room.
Mm.
I couldn't imagine having to compete for my family's attention with another girl.
I mean, that's got to sound so bad. I mean, with my family, all boys, like, getting ahead was easy. Okay,
exactly.
I just had to go, hi, mom. Thank you.
How are you?
Best kid. Literally, you should see how they talk about me. Okay, like they, like, yeah. I'm the gold child.
The gold child. I saw on Instagram a mom who had a 15-year-old boy who was like, wow, first Mother's Day present for my boy.
First Mother's Day present?
He's 15.
The bar is so low.
I wove my dad a basket at the Prairie Center. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Pilgrim Center?
Mm-hmm.
When I was like 5.
Yeah. Well, it probably would look like shit.
So it looks like shit, but I was the favorite because I cared.
So this topic is brought up was brought up between us three. Okay.
Yeah.
The three girls, which is us.
Yeah.
Because I just find it so interesting. We're talking about Ashley Simpson and Jessica Simpson. Okay.
See, I didn't know that they had a rivalry.
It's not a rivalry. It's just that look how the world treats them. Okay. And what must it be like to be
different.
In that position? Right.
Completely different. I couldn't. If you have a sister, this is our advice before we jump in.
Mm.
Don't do the same thing. I encourage you to not do the same thing. Oh. You're going to both be pop stars. Girls.
Ow,
that's not going to end well.
I just had a flashback from high school.
What?
It's just like, there was a sisters, and they were both cheerleaders in my school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh my God. They were both cheerleaders.
Fucking brutal.
And one was like, the older one was like this a bombshell, all but like super friendly and nice. And like the one was just like a lot more quiet. And like, it's just like that sister is like the one that the light went into. You know what I mean? Because she was just like a sweet person too. And I just imagine being like, fuck. Because if you have brothers, okay, say you have your older brother is like the hotshot and stuff.
Yeah.
That's not so bad. Okay.
Yeah. Because there's a trickle down economics to
there's a trickle down.
Where you get the popularity just because your brother's the hot one.
You know what I mean? But is that true with sisters? I don't know. I just feel like it's
not.
It is not. No. Lizzie, speak to that.
It's not. My sister was older and she was popular and hot and gorgeous in high school. And let me tell you, it did not trickle down.
You were punk rock.
I was just like a weird theater kid and nobody realized that I was like funny or interesting until my senior year of high school. So it was like,
oh,
you know, a slow climb to the top. But yeah, her popularity did not rub off on me.
Oh no. My god.
All the boys that I had crushes on would just tell me that they thought my sister was hot and I'd be like,
"Oh no."
Awesome.
I'm so sorry. That's like me and my mom. Yeah. I get it.
You get it.
I really get that.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm going to read off some of these.
So read off like these iconic sisters that we see, because it started from this idea of Ashley Simpson and Jessica Simpson, who were had two different reactions,
and that's how it showed that if you're a punk rock girl, you don't get immediate respect, but if you're a bimbo, you get immediate respect, and you lose. I mean, respect is a strong word, but like everyone was like, Jessica Simpson, what a classic beauty.
Well, Jessica Simpson had that dark situation where she was caught lip syncing, and I know everybody does that.
That's Ashley.
Ashley had that dark. That jar. And then the Orange Bowl. We all know the Orange Bowl.
Oh my god.
The Orange Bowl performance when she sang. And I used to watch that on repeat in middle school. And I like would cry for her.
She's
one of the
original memes. Like, I would say Ashley Simpson has become one of the original memes. And so has Jessica, actually. So was Jessica, because chicken or fish.
Yeah, yeah.
They were so, but like, the internet was ready for them.
It's just, so that's so, how do you think that Thanksgiving and Christmas goes? I would be like so mad and mortified if like my older sister was like.
Could you imagine? What did they talk about that Thanksgiving?
Like, I'm going to go.
So can someone pass me the cranberry sauce?
Jessica, we're over here. She's like, "Ow, my damn."
She's always facing the wrong way. Ashley, do you mind? I don't even want to ask you for anything.
Can I pass some of the orange chicken? Oh, sorry. I am the Orange Bowl. The Orange Bowl is a big football game, for those who don't know. YouTube this, where Ashley Simpson iconically sang a song. And then as the curtain fell, I feel bad. You say it.
No. I don't remember.
Everyone booed.
It was a big boo. A big old stadium.
The whole stadium booed.
Boo. And that's a bombastic boo when it's a stadium.
Because like there's a lot of people
there. I didn't know that.
Oh my God.
We'll send you the link.
This link? We'll attach the link at the bottom of this episode somehow.
I'm thinking of SNL.
Well, that also happened.
The lip syncer on SNL.
These are two different.
Two different things.
How is this girl walking around every day?
Stop. I would literally move to Japan. Yeah. Japan. Tokyo, Japan.
I would shave my head and become a monk.
I literally would be like, looks like I have nothing left here. Western culture.
Western culture.
There's nothing left for me. I must be gone.
Okay, so.
Because back then, she didn't have social media to be like, hey guys, fucking fuck me.
Fuck me, right?
I don't care.
Like, no, she had to go back into the Hollywood Hills.
She probably would have thrived.
But
what's
amazing about her now, just to like end on a high note with Ashley.
She's married to a hot guy.
She's married to not only a hot guy, but the son of Diana Ross, one of the greatest singers in our history.
Oh, do you think her and Diana have really awkward conversations about being a vocalist?
Or do you think it's like, have you guys remember the roast of Snoop Dogg? Remember how Mike the Situation was like sitting next to Snoop Dogg and really wanted to be his friend and be like, right? That's how I feel like Diana Ross. Diana Ross is sitting there like, yeah, totally. And she's like, don't you love singing in public? Like,
don't you
I
love,
once sang.
What's your range? What's your range?
I once sang.
Mine's
oh my
C
God.
To D.
Mine's G.
Everyone's range is G. That's actually an inside singer's thing. Everyone sounds great at G. Okay, but I want to go to a classic.
Okay, bitch.
No, you nailed it, is what I'm saying. Oh. That wasn't an insult. That was a congratulations.
Sorry, she just mansplained it to me.
So I feel like we should talk about the most, like, not, I don't want to say ancient sisters, but the earliest ones, such as, where are they?
Do you want to do Joan Fontaine and Olivia de Havilland?
Yeah, because that really speaks to me. I don't know who the fuck these whores are.
I don't know who they are.
These are like old, old Hollywood. You would probably, if you are going to come across them, you're going to come across Olivia over Joan. But
you know your side.
They're both Actually, I think only Olivia has an Oscar. Maybe
no, they both won.
Oh, they both have an Oscar? Okay, great.
But Olivia won first.
Yes.
So they didn't speak to her. They were both big Hollywood actresses.
Glamorous.
And that's back in the day when, like, there were only seven celebrities.
Have you ever seen Gone with the Wind?
I never watched it.
Okay, forget it. Olivia's in that.
Oh, that's shit. Crazy that they both won an Oscar.
That's like when cameras were invented and suddenly you had starlets. There were no starlets before. There were Broadway actors.
They're socialites.
They're socialites, of course. Okay. They didn't speak to each other for 40 years. They're both at the same
what
affairs.
What happened? What year was this? 1910? Like, solve your problems.
1942.
Jesus.
Oh, 1940s.
Literally, what was the problem?
This is something I love that we don't do as much anymore because we're such a society of fighting. They gave each other the silent treatment. For 40 goddamn years.
See, brothers just kill
Joan
each other.
Until Joan died.
You hear this all the time. It's like a sister, like they like live next door but won't talk to each other for 40 years. That shit happens all the time. Men, we just kill each other.
Brothers kill each other. Sisters give each other the silent treatment. I love that. Being like, oh, to their husband, it's so good to see you.
And she didn't tell her about her mom dying? Like, how petty are they going to be?
Yes. Wait, where's the thing that... Oh, this is so good. Okay, so obviously the press is all over the sister rivalry, right? And the sisters were up for the same Oscar. I mean, talk about a disaster. Hollywood was playing with these girls. Said they hate each other, nominate them Best Actress.
It's just, I can't imagine. If I was up for the same award as my brother, I'd be like, I'm winning.
I'll be winning.
I'm winning. And if I didn't win, I'd be like, Mom!
But they were two infamous snubs when one sister, Olivia, won the Oscar. Oh, no, it wasn't Olivia.
It was Joan.
Joan won the Oscar first, and Olivia apparently snubbed her in front of everyone and didn't congratulate her. Love that. I love a word of mouth snub.
I love a snub.
She didn't even thank her.
She didn't even thank her.
Oh, and there was no cameras to see them, their reaction. There was no, like Ellen selfie picture with everybody back then.
Exactly. No. There was nothing. There was no proof. And then the second big snub.
It'd be funny if they did a selfie, but with like a portrait. Like, so they had to be like, and then someone had to paint it.
With pizza. Like, and then the second big snub is when Joan called Olivia out for supposedly failing to notify her of their mother's death. And this is what this bitch said. She said, Olivia replied that Joan would have been too busy to attend the funeral anyway.
Get her ass.
Oh, I'm sorry. She would have been too busy to attend anyway.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck yeah.
See, that's what I like. See, this could have just been a quiet sister rivalry. So, but putting this in. But, you know, sometimes sisters get along. Tia and Tamara.
Do Tia and Tamara get along? Do we even know that information?
Or do I? Am I just calling upon the memory of sister, sister?
Sister, sister, you never knew how much I miss you. And now everybody knows I ain't ever gonna let you go. Sister, sister.
Get out of here, Roger.
According to an article from thelist.com in 2021, Tia and Tamara Mowry remain close as ever.
Thank God.
They're twins. I mean, it's maybe twins.
They're twitches.
They're twitching that.
They remain close.
That movie fucking rocked. You and me would be twitches. Imagine. Who do you think would be the day one? Who's the night one?
Oh shit. Day. I'm night, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know though. You have more of
a vivacious nighttime scary energy.
Yeah, there's a darkness in you. There's also a darkness in me, but
is there a darkness in me? There is.
I think we're both night, unfortunately.
Fuck. So we're not witches.
There's also quickly, just want to pass over them really quick. There was a three-sister trio called the Andrews Sisters who all hated each other. They were a big, famous trio. And they all couldn't speak to each other, but they were the most famous girl group because of their song. Guess the name of the song.
Cherry Street Rock.
Guess the... No. One more. Back in the day.
Back... Get my rocks off. I'm getting...
It's not get my rocks off.
Back in the day.
Three sisters. I'm assuming Catholic. Big hit. Go.
My man.
It was, of course, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Oh, of course.
Boogie Woogie Bugle
Boy. It's Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Oh, Oh, I was wondering. Oh my god.
The song Boogie Woogie Google Boys.
The Boogie Woogie Google Boys couldn't talk to each other.
Yes, the song Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy made the Andrews Sisters one of the most successful female recording groups in pop history. That's true.
Can we hear what it sounds like?
Oh, yeah.
I already had it pulled up.
Hell okay, yeah. Let's play
Let
it into the microphone.
1 second. Everybody hold. Also, maybe episode title. We'll see.
But
I love it. I can hear the hatred.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
I just want to...
You want to do this.
Why is it me and my girls going like this? Why is it that?
Look
why
at them.
Is it doing step touch?
Look at them.
Look at
wow,
them.
That
There's
one's
a clear
got a nose.
One of them's got a schnoz that could start a war.
She probably wasn't fighting with her sisters. She probably couldn't see their asses because her nose
Where
is
are
massive.
You? Where are you? Where are you?
So
they all blew this Bugle Boy and it ruined their goddamn lives.
It was the Bugle
lives.
Boy.
It
and
was
then
the
they
Bugle
made
Boy.
A song about it, and then the song got really popular, causing them to spiral about it.
Of course.
So I kind of want to move to some of the more modern ones.
Go ahead.
The more modern ones.
Yeah.
So this one is actually particularly bad.
Oh,
this
shit.
This one's particularly bad.
Who are you going to say?
This relationship, I can only imagine, is the most psychotic-inducing nightmare scenario. The Cyrus Sisters.
Okay, but they don't have...
It's not necessarily...
They don't
their,
have a rivalry.
They
it's
don't
not
have
their
a
rivalry.
Rivalry.
It's just what...
The comparison?
The comparison.
Sure.
That's kind of like the bigger point I'm talking about. It's not a, they are rivals simply because they're two different figures.
Here's what I believe.
The same family who are compared.
There's actually three Cyrus sisters. Did you know that? This is what you
Me.
Don't know. Me,
Gabby.
Miley. There's Miley.
You have like a brown wig or brown hair underneath that like you're doing a Hannah Montana thing as Gabby Bryan and Gabby Cyrus.
Oh my God. I'm Gabby Cyrus. Okay, there's...
And this is you. You and me have been, like, fucked up in apartments together, but this is you pretending to be a celebrity.
There's Miley Cyrus, world famous pop star, Disney star, everything. Then there's her little sister, Noah Cyrus. Unfortunately, a little busted in the face.
You said it. Oh, my
Sorry.
God. But she just got wrecked. She gets wrecked.
She gets wrecked online. But she is an incredible vocalist and has done very well in the music industry.
Okay.
If you didn't know that.
Okay, y'all.
But then, what? Okay, y'all.
You just said that like, but
has done
very
well
in
the
music
industry.
When you have to say that about someone, they aren't doing
well.
No, no,
no. She did well. She did well. What you're not thinking about is the third sister, whose name is Brandy Cyrus.
Love that name.
And she is an interior decorator.
I love that.
Who has... R.I.P. to that girl.
R.I.P. to that industry. We have to stop.
R.I.P. to that girl.
Stop saying that into the mic even though I asked.
No, she's not. You know who's the hottest of them all?
Her dad?
No, the mom.
The mom is very hot. I don't know. I do men... not that men only matter, but they do to me. Is Miley considered hot?
Mm, yeah.
I think
would you have sex with Miley?
Yeah, totally.
Would you have sex with Miley?
Yes.
Gabby, would you have sex with Miley?
Yes.
No.
I don't want to.
Three, two, one. I don't want to. If you don't want to, you will act like a chicken.
So I can't imagine that this Brandy girl has any sort of self-confidence when both her sisters are pop stars and her dad. Her brother, Trace Cyrus. Never forget Trace Cyrus.
I want to be very clear, though.
And her little brother's also in music. She's the only who's hot. She's the only one who's not in music.
Well, she might have chose that route, or she just wasn't gifted with the gift.
That's what I believe.
You think she just would be like, ah, and then her dad would be like,
maybe interior design. Interior design.
Maybe interior design.
You ever have a voice so bad your parents tell you go interior design? Okay, that's good. That's good.
We have one more, and
okay,
I have a suggestion on who it should be. Because it's in the zeitgeist right now, and we have to talk about it. The Hadid sisters. because
Gigi was just arrested.
Gigi was just arrested. And there's a little update that I've been keeping from you guys.
What?
So first and foremost, Gigi was arrested in the Cayman Islands for having marijuana. Brag.
I was just looking at her vacation.
She, I think you'll love this. She got off her private jet, went to customs, and they arrested her for having marijuana.
Literally awesome.
That's so. I almost said that's punk rock. It couldn't be farther from punk rock.
It's punk rock of them.
Well, like it couldn't be punk rock because punk rock is intrinsically like anti-establishment. This famous woman got off a private jet in the Cayman Islands and got probably so nicely arrested. It was probably
they were
like
come with me now.
They were like, hey, we're gonna have to go to the Starbucks and get you whatever you want, and then go to the jail, but then we'll let you out.
We'll stop at Starbucks.
We'll do what you want. I'll
hey,
pay.
We're
it's on me.
So sorry. I like you. I'm a fan. Okay.
So the update is, so she posted bail. I think she had to pay a fine. It's, you know, not a big deal.
Yeah.
But she just posted on Instagram, like pictures, a slideshow of her in bikinis on the Cayman Island. And her caption is, all's well that ends well.
Yes. Life can be easy breezy.
Life is easy when you got billions.
Okay, babe.
Por cervezas.
Literally, why don't, guys, take a note from this absolute queen, okay?
This absolute queen is that all's L's that wins well.
All's well that wins well. When you when you make $1 trillion.
When daddy makes billions. This is what we love to forget about the Hadid sisters. They're billionaires. They were raised billionaires.
No one's forgotten.
Everyone remembers.
No one's forgotten about
There's
that.
There's that one video of Bella Hadid where she goes, I mean, I like was raised normal. Like, I didn't have a Louis Vuitton bag until I was in high school.
She was talking about her first pair of Louis Vuitton heels.
Oh, Louis Vuitton.
She's like, I didn't get the. And when I moved to, does she have an accent?
No, they put on an accent. She puts on an accent.
She's like, and then when I didn't get it till I went to like college, and then my mom finally bought me my first pair of Louis Vuittons. And sorry, I'm like getting emotional. And like
when I was in high school,
I love all the comments that are like, damn,
that's so hard.
That's so bad. I hope she's okay.
The internet rocks. There are so many comments on that. They're like, I hope she's like doing okay.
Damn, this one got me. Like, you know,
yeah. So here's what I believe the rivalry. I can't say it with lip filler. Rivalry is between these two.
Did you just get your
lip
redone?
No, but there's like sometimes.
I remember
they
you saying that you weren't gonna have time before you went on a trip.
I don't have time.
And I was like, this bitch is making time for that.
No, I don't have time because I have to be on. They bruise so bad that you have to give a week before you're on stage again. Just kidding. I literally got them the day of a show. I got my lips redone the day of a show, and then I got the pictures back. I look like a blowjob machine. I said, don't post these. You can't post these.
I look like a blowjob.
Okay. Gigi is like, was famous first. They're like 3 years older. She's like 3 years older, right? Or like two even.
I thought Bella was older.
No.
Is Gigi older?
Gigi's older.
Okay.
I know that for sure. And she gets famous first for being like a classic blonde bombshell, right? She's classic style, preppy even. And then Bella comes along. She gets $70,000 worth of work to her face,
I'm
assuming.
Yeah, she talks about it.
Her face is completely different because I'm sure her sister's a supermodel. And she's like...
Well, didn't Bella Hadid get a nose job too?
Bella did.
Yeah.
Gigi did it. Gigi got almost nothing. Well, she probably got a little bit. But like Bella got a new face. You see baby pictures, she got a new face. I couldn't imagine having an older sister who's a supermodel and she's like, hey, put strings in my face now.
The younger sister
the
was
younger
like,
sister.
I need surgery
the
now.
The younger sister, older sister, there you go. This is the new face.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And it's even worse now, I would say. That's even an old
picture.
Well,
she got that foxtrot buccal fat thing going on.
She got
What's
strings.
What's the foxtrot? Yeah, this where it makes the fox eyes.
Eye? She got fox eye. She got buccal fat removal. She got lip filler. She got a nose job. She got the string lift that you put strings in your face. It yanks up your whole face and then they dissolve within your skin.
Wow, the fox thing sounds like it would be so uncomfortable.
I'd do it.
Hands
but
down,
there,
guys.
There's no documented.
That's what your Patreon money's going towards, guys.
So true.
Giving Gabby like
that much. That much.
Like it looks terrible. You look crazy. It's like anime villain. Like you look like Jafar. Like why did it go?
I want Jafar face. There's a new trend on TikTok called Jafar face.
Okay, I just have one more sister to bring up before we end because we have to end the episode.
We do have to end, but you can be quick.
And we also didn't finish that, but
Oh, sorry.
Wait, there's no documented rivalry between them, but you could just tell that one of them's punk rock and the other one's classic beauty.
The totally. Spear Sisters.
And now one of them has a record and the other doesn't.
It's so true. Bella has a record, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
And she styles herself and she looks horrible. Yeah. Bella has some of the worst. Bella is solely responsible for Gen Z style.
Really?
Yes. She is the one starting all the
JoJo
Gen
Siwa?
It's not JoJo Siwa at all. She dresses like rainbow unicorns.
Have you seen some of these bitches in this neighborhood?
So true.
They look like bad.
Gigi has started the trends. The kind of like...
It's somewhere in the Venn diagram of JoJo Siwa
gypsy,
and Gigi.
Yes. Anime.
This episode's going to be so long if we don't start
Sorry.
Wrapping up.
I just need to say one more thing.
Yes.
Brittany okay. and Jamie Lynn.
Brittany and Jamie Lynn. It's gotta be tough. Okay, got it.
Jamie, I feel like we're not at the end of their rivalry, though. I feel like we're still smack dab well, in the middle of it.
Because we need to wait till Brittany's book comes out, mm-hmm. which is no doubtably written in crayon. That's all I'm saying.
Pictures in crayon, yeah.
It's
yeah.
pictures in crayon and glue stick
like,
stuff.
You know, like that very child styled stick figure? It's like.
Yeah. It's gonna be a lot of like outlines of her hand. Do you yeah. know what I mean? This is me when
Lynn's?
I this is me when I started this chapter.
Do we know the
she traces her hand on every chapter to see if she grew. That's so mean.
Damn, I'm the same size.
I could have sworn I'd get a little bit bigger.
Do we know who Jamie Lynn's father or Jamie Lynn's child's father is? The one that ruined Zoe 101? The child who ruined Zoe 101?
We do.
That will be his legacy.
I can look it up.
It's a politician's son. It's someone's son.
Isn't the guy from Nickelodeon the freak? That's what I read online. Is that a conspiracy? That it looks like that guy.
Casey Eldridge.
Oh.
Is his name.
Remember that creepy guy from Nickelodeon?
Dan Schneider. Yeah.
All the foot stuff.
Show me a pic.
No, Dan. He
was like the creator of all of the like Nickelodeon
oh,
stuff.
Oh, him.
He was creepy.
Really
some people had bad stories
like,
about him.
Yeah, there's like a thing that he was the father.
Oh, shit.
I know, a lot. Dark conspiracy hole there. Oh, and there's like God. A picture of them, and it kind of looks a little similar. But I will say, like, I feel bad for Jamie Lynn because she was young, but.
But she's been living off Britney for years, and she's been.
Zoe 101. You and me, just on the way you said that, you and me, like, next episode, you need to get, like, you need to look like Republican Southern anchors.
I'll
you
do
know
it.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that would be so funny for us if you had huge, like,
big hair,
and I had, like, a crazy suit, and we were, like, newscasters, but Southern.
That's
a good character.
I will say that they have just announced a Zoe 102. And
it's gonna be a dog shit.
And there's no one in their fucking right mind who's gonna watch that. Jamie Lynn's out. She's out.
Well, they're always doing this. Like, they're trying to remake the shows for an audience, and every single one, I don't know what these fucking people in Hollywood are thinking. I feel like every single one fails. Fuller House, they, like, make the story again, but then they market it towards people who don't know the thing.
Yeah, who aren't
the whole
addicted.
The point of making Fuller House would be to market the entire thing as to an older crowd. Lizzie McGuire tried to do that, and they fucking...
They canceled. Never even released it.
It's like, why? That would have been so popular because everybody who's even familiar with the IP would be like, I want to watch it again.
Hillary put the kibosh.
Yeah, because she was like, I want Lizzie to like be going out and like having sex with guys.
She said
Disney was like, no.
She had the right idea. She was like, we need to like age it up so like people are more interested. iCarly did this. When they did their remake, it's a little aged up. They talk about sex.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
I
don't like her, though.
I have a special place for iCarly in my heart.
I like the show, but I don't like her. Miranda.
Miranda Cosgrove?
Hillary Duff also has a sister who tried to be famous.
Haley
Duff tried to be famous.
I remember that briefly.
Fucking failed.
She was in Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. Is that the main girl?
No, she's the blonde hot one. She's Summer.
I loved when they used to name hot girls like Summer.
I'm going
to
name my
Autumn.
Daughter. I'm going to name
Both
our daughters. I'm going to have two. Okay. Last point of the podcast. I'm going to have two daughters and I'm going to start a sister rivalry.
Between
one
them?
Is going to be a hot bombshell named Summer and one is going to be a bookish bombshell with glasses whose name is Autumn.
that's rocks, and you're going to manipulate them to hate each other?
I will, but then they're going to find out that what makes them different makes them stronger.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
I'm incepting good parenting into them.
Zach, I'm going to give you wings.
3, 2, 1.
I'm going to give you wings.
What?
Your body's amazing. Your hair is amazing. I love spending time with you. I love when you wear pink. You don't often do it, but when you do, it's a delight. It's a delicious delight. You're smart. You're kind. You're evil as well,
yeah,
which is a compliment.
Thank you.
And you're going to be a big star.
You think? Yeah. You think we'll have a little sister rivalry?
I think you and I will have a sister rivalry. Sister, sister! Sister!
Zach and Gabby, they really, really love each other.
Beautiful.
That's my sitcom idea.
Sister, sister! Zach and Gabby, did you look at me weird?
Gabby, yeah, may I say, yeah, that I think that you are intrinsically, in your deepest core, a good person who's very giving.
Oh, but it doesn't show on the surface?
No, your outside is so gorgeous and like, it's so hard to look at because you have the face of someone who's got clubs to be in, VIP rooms to wander around in. You have the face that you launch 1,000 ships in my heart. Who the fuck was Helena Troy? I bet compared to you, she looked like shit.
I agree.
I bet she looked like shit. I bet if you showed up, all those ships would have been like, skirt, and turned around,
yeah,
to go to wherever your ass was.
Yeah.
Okay. I think.
They said, drop a pin.
Drop a pin. She's hot. And then Helena Troy goes, well, what about me? And everyone goes, shut the fuck up,
Helen.
Fuck you.
We're fucking sick of you.
So you stop
there
the
Trojan
War.
There could only be one woman.
Which started the whole the pick me thing.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
You could go down in history in my eyes and will, okay? Because I think you're more than just a girl. You're a woman. And more than just a woman, you're a really cool guy.
Thank you. That's the highest compliment.
You're gorgeous and your body looks stunning.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Yes.
We are going to miss you so much. I don't think you understand. I'm actually really worried to be without you.
Yeah, I'm worried to be in a room without you. Yeah. Because you know what you are?
What?
You are
a delicious delight.
A delicious delight. You
your
are the
skin looks amazing.
Thank you for saying that.
You're elegance incarnate.
So. You are elegance incarnate. You have an elegance about you. You have an effortless elegance about you, a professionalism, even when you're being crazy. And I've seen you be crazy.
You both, I mean, speak of Dunkin' Donuts, you've seen me be crazy.
I've seen your mind in front of a bunch of munchkins.
Ooh. I gave Lizzie personally one munchkin when she was on acid, and it took her over 8 hours to eat. She never finished it.
I didn't finish like 4 munchkins.
Yeah.
But even in the thralls of that, okay.
I was really messed up.
You,
I was
really messed up. No, those were demonic mushrooms we all took
too. Yeah. I had a good time.
You have grace. Even in that, you had grace.
So true. That's so true, actually.
That's crazy. I felt so out of control.
You're out of control.
You're out of control.
Is a graceful out of control.
You're out of control is our put together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I think you deserve the world. I love you.
I'm so
happy that you've joined us, and it's been so long now. I feel like you've always been here. And
it tied us in a perfect bow.
I love you and I can't wait for the rest of our time.
I love you both and I actually have something for you.
What?
Since I know you're going to miss me.
No.
What is it?
I wanted to give you something.
Wait. No! Oh my God!
You are actually the first two to be officially invited to my wedding!
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Wow, Lizzie just gave us a literal wedding invite. Wow, to give us...
Really?
Oh my, can I open it?
Yeah, just like, you know, don't tell the people where
it is and what time.
Details.
Who wants to be my plus one? Who wants to be my plus one? No,
you guys are each other's plus
one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know. There's a QR code.
Yeah, I'm RSVPing modern style, honey.
Here, everybody, scan this. No.
Oh, the color choices are just elegance. Oh, wow. Oh, you're getting married. Oh, j'adore.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
So,
look at that.
Mark your calendars. There it is. Ellen K, honey.
Look at that.
Are you taking his last name?
No.
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 No, I'm not. I like to be Lizzie Stewart.
But are you going to hyphen?
No.
What's Kyle's last name?
Fitzgerald. Patrick. Oh, I thought it was Fitzgerald.
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick.
Kyle Fitzpatrick and Liz Stewart.
Stewart Fitzpatrick. That's like nine guy names.
We decided when we have kids, all of our kids, however many we decide to have, their middle name will be Stewart and their last name will be Fitzpatrick.
That's so cute.
In case I do ever decide to change my name, how it like traditionally goes is my current last name will become my middle name, so we'll all match.
Oh, that's good. See, it's good to have that.
But if not, they'll still be Stuart and they'll still be Fitzpatrick.
That's so cute.
Oh my God.
In 6 months, it'll be Carmichael Stewart Fitzpatrick.
Oh my God.
So cute.
So guys,
please
like and subscribe. Get us on Patreon.
We need to get money for Carmichael.
We need money for Carmichael, guys. We have several new tiers coming to the, by the time you hear this podcast, will be new tiers. New ways to engage, new content to enjoy. Guys, different levels. Join us. It's a little bit of dollars a month.
And you get all this body.
And I'm posting body shots on the
gram. Zach's going to be posting body shots and I'm doing foot stuff.
Easy. We're going to make so much money.
Do we have a surrogate?
Oh, we do. Yes. We have a new surrogate of the week. It is a new Patreon subscriber. Her name is Whitney. And I don't think this is her last name, but in Patreon, it said that the last name was Fitness.
Whitney. Yay! Fitness. I hope it's her real last name.
Whitney Fitness. Whitney Fitness. Whitney Fitness.
Whitney Fitness.
Whitney. Whitney. I'm fitnessing ya. To wait. Wait.
You got
wait,
it. You got
right.
it.
It's coming. It's coming.
It.
I'm coming.
You got it. I'm coming.
I'm coming. Whitney. Whitney Fitness. You are the witness to this splooge. You're our surrogate. We love you.
Whitney. Sorry for that. Whitney. Sorry for that. Thank you so much for subscribing to our Patreon. We love you. Whitney is such a classic, gorgeous name. And the fact that your last name legally is Fitness, that rocks.
I actually
Zumba
really
bitch.
Love the name Whitney.
Zumba jogging.
I didn't even really think about it, but every time I've heard that name Whitney, I'm delighted. I'm actually adding that to the actual list of names I might name my daughter.
I'm only marrying people by the names Whitney. By the following names. Whitney, we love you. Guys, if you're not on the Patreon, you're missing out because we're gonna jump over there, do Girl See You Jacuzzi. If you're not on our TikTok or our Instagram, we do little clips, share those clips. And other than that, we love you so much. Bye.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.